At NPR and this station, editorial integrity is non-negotiable. Your support ensures that our journalism remains independent. Stand with us and donate right now.
To show your support and fortify our future, go to WYPR.org.
Welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall here in studio with Jay Winrussick, our theater critic. Judy, it's good to see you. We're going to talk about the Young Vic Theater Company, Young Victorian Theater Company. They've been around forever. The Yeoman of the Guard is the show this summer. They do one every summer of Gilbert and Sullivan's oeuvre. And this is one of the less performed operettas. Why is that?
Well, it has several differences from Gilbert and Sullivan's most popular operettas, HMS Pinafore, The Mikado, The Pirates of Penzance. Actually, there's a new version of Pirates winding up a limited run on Broadway right now. Unlike those shows, Yeoman of the Guard has a sad ending, and in this production, it's quite sad. Yeoman of the Guard also has one of Gilbert and Sullivan's most challenging scores. Like a lot of Gilbert and Sullivan shows, it also has a complicated plot. I'm going to try to set this up for you. A military man named Colonel Fairfax has been falsely accused of sorcery by a dastardly relative. Fairfax is going to be executed in an hour, and if he dies unmarried, the dastardly relative inherits his estate. A friend promises to find a woman willing to marry him for just 1 hour. That woman is Elsie, half of a duo of strolling players, street performers. Another friend, Sergeant Merrill, comes up with a plan to help Fairfax escape. And, of course, there are romantic complications. The other half of Elsie's duo is a jester named Jack Point. He wants to marry Elsie. Plus, there are a couple of other mismatched couples. And I should explain that the Yeomen of the Guard are the beef-eaters who guard the Tower of London where this operetta takes place. This is the Young Vic's fifth production of Yeoman of the Guard, but that's fewer than the favorites that the company's produced in its 50-plus years. And though you have to hang on tight to keep up with the plot, the Young Vic's production rewards you with beautiful singing and orchestral accompaniment.
Cool. Tell us a little bit more about the singing. What'd you think?
The Young Vic has a distinctive way of casting its shows. They use professional leads and an amateur chorus. So they have some award-winning singers who've performed internationally, some with Peabody credentials, some returning to the Young Vic for the second or third or in one case eighth time. There are also a few newcomers, most notably a soprano named Emily Casey. She plays Elsie, the strolling singer who agrees to marry a stranger for an hour and finds herself falling in love. There are lots of emotional peaks in her role, and her voice really resounds with each of those peaks. Joseph Regan plays Fairfax, and he imbues this dashing, wrongly convicted protagonist with nobility and a touch of comedy in his acting as well as his singing.
Cool. So you've singled out a couple of leads there. How about the chorus? How'd they do? You know me, I'm always very interested in the chorus.
And I bet you know the music director here, J. Ernest Green.
I do indeed.
He is conducting the orchestra and singers. He does a very good job. He's often done the same thing for the Young Vic. He's leading an orchestra of 25 skillful musicians who fully express the spirit of this operetta. He has 24 singers in the chorus, and he has shaped them into a very tight ensemble. I brought an example of the chorus's precision. You're going to hear the yeoman enthusiastically welcoming Sergeant Merrill's son into their ranks. Let's listen.
Oh, Sergeant Merrill, is it true? The welcome news we read in order. Deeds of daring do are echoed all the country through, has come to join the Tower Warders. If so, we come to meet him, that we may fitly greet him, and welcome his arrival here with shout on shout and cheer on cheer. Hurrah, hurrah, hurrah.
All right, that's the chorus from the Yeoman Chorus, in the Young Victorian Theatre Company's production of Yeoman of the Guard. This is a fully staged production, Judy. Calls for strong acting as well as singing. We've talked about the singing. How about the acting? Is it equally strong?
Pretty much, yes. Yeoman of the Guard not only needs sharp comedic skills, but poignancy, especially at the end. I mentioned Emily Casey. Her character, Elsie, has to be sprightly at times and romantic at times. She has to express humor and longing and sadness, and her acting spans that wide range. I can't talk about Elsie without talking about Jack Point, the jester, her fellow entertainer, who loves her unrequitedly. Point is played by Thomas Hoekla, a young Vic veteran. He's a very nimble jester. At one point, he cartwheels, and he also truly tugs at your heartstrings as a rejected lover. The Yeoman of the Guard is directed by young Vic's artistic director, Catherine Rowena Davies. In her program notes, she talks about embracing the operetta's contrasts and contradictions, and this production does that very well. My only objection is the amount of posing, particularly at the end of numbers, as well as the mannered, synchronized movements of the chorus. I have to admit it's been a while since I've seen the young Vic, or any Gilbert and Sullivan for that matter. I realize this kind of, I'm going to call it antique staging, is an accepted Victorian convention, but it's a bit too stagey for a piece that probes deeper than Gilbert and Sullivan's other works. Thomas Hoekla choreographed the production as well as playing Jack Point. I have a clip of him with Wilfred, who's described in the program as the head jailer and assistant tormentor. Spencer Adamson plays Wilfred as an oaf, kind of a dullard, but this sinister jailer insists he is a jester at heart, and there's a very amusing scene in which Jack Point teaches the jailer how to be a clown. In this clip, Wilfred is agreeing to tell a lie for Jack. Let's listen.
Hereupon we both agreed, all that we two do agree to, will secure my solemn deed, to prevent all error mental, you on LC are to cover the story, living body.
And it's Fairfax done in all, I declare to, you're to swear to.
I declare to,
I declare to,
I just swear to,
I declare to,
I just swear to, you're to swear to, I just swear to. Tell a tale of cock and bull, all from me.
That's Thomas Hoekla and Spencer Adamson in the Young Vic production of Yeoman of the Guard. So I've been to a bunch of Young Vic shows over the years, and they always usually have updated references. They localize it sometimes. Do they do that in this production of the Yeoman of the Guard?
Well, to a limited extent. I'm not going to spoil these updates. As you might expect, they have to do with present-day politics, and when they show up, they are very funny. All in all, this is a top-quality production that brings Gilbert and Sullivan fans and newcomers to their feet.
Great. The Young Vic production of Yeoman of the Guard. It's at the Gilman School through the 20th of July. Tickets are also available for a live stream that's going to happen Saturday night, the 19th, at 7 o'clock. That's this Saturday night. Well, thank you, Judy. I appreciate it. Next week, we're going to talk about the Contemporary American Theater Festival in Shepherdstown. That's a big favorite of yours, I know.
Absolutely.
Jay Wynn Russick is our theater critic and the author of Please Write, A Novel in Letters. That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, Farad Shadeya sits in for me in the hosting chair. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.